In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Donald Trump versus daylight savings, Elton John versus weed, the ethics of farting at a urinal, our final thoughts on Survivor 47, and we announce the winners and losers of the 2024 Psychobabble Awards. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Happy New Year!
Why are you always jumping the gun? Why are you always...
I'm so sorry. Did I spoil it?
Why are you
it?
Always busting so prematurely?
Oh, you said no spoilers.
Why are you such a one-minute man?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Time is relative.
you're right. Anybody could really be listening to this day on January 1st, despite... it not being,
or maybe they haven't listened since last December. Maybe they tuned in for the results of last year's Psychobabble Awards, and now they're like, you know what? I gotta see what won this year.
Maybe they're listening in the future, and it's on a future New Year's Eve. The year is 3011.
Ooh, and you're listening from prison. All of us are.
Hello? Is it because the plasma balls and the drones in the sky got us?
Maybe. I think maybe the aliens, they've rounded us up. They put us in a pen. They said, now figure it out.
Baby, Earth is the pen. The United States is the pen.
Oh,
which is all a bunch of little piggies in the pen.
To be a piggy in a pen. Ooh, I need to stick my head in the mud.
Maybe ain't nobody stopping you from sticking your head in the mud if you really wanna.
Oh my God, I keep forgetting about free will.
Do it.
Jesus. Do I need to?
Do you think Free Willy was commentary on free will?
Perhaps.
Mayhap
and perhap. I'm not quite sure hap.
Hey.
What?
Did you hear what Judi Dench revealed about her parrot? Do you know who Judi Dench is?
Who the hell is Judi Dench?
Did you say Judi Dench?
Who the hell is Judi Dench? Judi Dench? Judi Dench, come on, get with it. She's an old woman who's known for her classic ways.
Isn't
she a dame? Judy, isn't she a dame?
Okay, I'm having a Mandela effect. You're trying to tell me Judi Dench spells it with an I? Judy with an I, yes. Since when?
Since usually she's the dame. She gets to do what the dame wants to do.
Well, here I am at people.com/ Judi Dench says her pet parrot Sweetie calls her a slut.
Are there dashes between each word?
Yes, of course.
Thank God. Okay, so the is the bird accurate or slut shaming or what? Is there a tone to the bird?
The African gray parrot is also apparently fond of calling the Oscar winner a slag.
Okay, so is it slag or slut? Or are they synonyms?
Both. She says, you're a slut, you're a slag.
Was that? Oh, so she's just expanding on
you're
the concept.
You're a slut, you're a slag. Do I give good parrot?
You kind of do give good parrot, but I would say maybe a parrot would find it offensive.
Oh, wow, actually, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Damn. Did I just offend all of our parent listeners in the year 3011?
Maybe. You're also doing an impression of a parrot doing an impression of a human. So, like, at what point is it just kind of like you're offending your own race?
I hope whatever parrot is listening to this is like, it was different times back then. It was different times. Quack!
Well, when we're all in prison and the parrots are our guards.
I would be into it.
Okay, well, so what? Is the dame going to confirm or deny? Listen,
no. The dame's the one who said it.
So the dame is the slag or the parrot is the slag?
Judi Dench, who turned 90 on December 9th, recently sat down with the UK outlet The Times to discuss her milestone birthday and life in general. During the conversation, the iconic film and stage actress revealed that she has an African gray parrot named Sweetie, who has a penchant for swearing. You're a slut. You're a slag.
Sweetie?
Sweetie. Not Sweetie. Sweetie. Sweetie with an I-E.
Oh, my God. I was watching the new Scooby-Doo series on whatever the hell. Perhaps Max?
Is this anyway, live action or animated?
Animated, and they went woke, okay, because Saweetie was there.
Saweetie the rapstress was on Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Name a more iconic duo than Scooby-Doo and Saweetie.
Well, let's just say Scrappy-Doo was there, so Scrappy-Doo and Sweetie.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, and so did Sweetie, anything of so note happen?
Yeah, it was woke. It was all lesbians and Sweetie. Or sorry, Sweetie.
There were lesbians in the Scooby-Doo universe?
There's always been. Open your eyes. There's lesbians for all with eyes open to see.
True. Yeah, true.
So Sweetie the bird.
Sweetie bird.
So, Sweetie Bird
related to Tweety Bird?
No. So, Sweetie Bird, I think the bird is implied. I don't think the last name of Sweetie is Bird. I think it's just Sweetie. Okay. So, Sweetie and Dame Judi Dench. So, Sweetie has inside intel or is just a slut shamer? What say you, Corda Cool?
I think Tweety Bird is a slut. I agree. Was that the question?
Maybe. Okay.
Damn.
Well, it's settled. Judi, court dismissed. Bring in the Sweetie birds.
Hey.
Well, did you see Elton John? Juicy Elton John.
A drag king name.
Juicy Elton John. Did you see what Elton John had to say?
No, what's he up to?
Oh my God. He believes legalizing marijuana is one of the greatest mistakes of all time.
Elton said this?
Elton said this.
Okay. If you don't want weed, don't smoke it. Why is everyone coming for weed as if alcohol doesn't exist? Ain't the problem.
Elton says, I maintain that it's addictive, it leads to other drugs, and when you're stoned, and I've been stoned, you don't think normally. Well, yeah. Okay. Now what? So don't do it.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if that energy went toward alcohol. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Next.
If weed's a gateway, then alcohol's a gateway, no?
Yes. Sure.
Hey, can you believe we got snubbed?
What do you mean?
At the greatest podcast award, at the Grindr Unwrapped top five greatest podcasts of the year.
Yes, I can believe.
We didn't make the list.
The haters said it couldn't be done, and honestly, the haters were right. So who won? Who's a finalist?
Bald and Beautiful won. Our arch nemesis. Well,
that's okay. Well, one of us has to go bald and one of us has to go beautiful if we want to compete.
But they did. What was that?
James? What do you mean? What was that? Are you still hearing footsteps?
No, I was trying to think of who was going to go bald and who was going to go beautiful. I'm already beautiful. Well,
I think we all know.
I'm already beautiful.
I think we all know.
Well, here I am on Grindr's Unwrapped of the Year. Would you like to know which country has the highest percentage of feet tag?
Oh, my God. Feet. Let's see. Who's craving feet? Give me a hemisphere.
Europe. Did you want a continent?
Totally.
Did you want a continent?
Sure. I don't even know. Okay. So who's loving feet these days? The Czech Republic.
No. It's Italy. And do you think it's...
It totally?
Aren't they shaped like a boot?
It totally?
Do people say Italy is shaped like a boot? I don't. Oh,
yes.
Oh, wait. That is a thigh high boot. If they're seeing what I'm seeing,
yes,
it is a thigh high boot with like a feather boa around the top part of it.
It's giving. Are you wearing the? Yes, I am.
The Italy boot.
The Italy boot. Yeah.
So.
Okay. So, what do you want me to do? Go to Italy?
No, I was gonna give the listeners, if they're looking to travel next year.
Okay.
If you're into feet, you're going to Italy. If you're in,
wait, are those real toe suckers or people that want their toes?
Well, you know
to be
how
sucked?
I'm Grindr.
Big difference. Are they foot tops or foot bottoms?
I don't think they care.
That is so
I think
Italian.
The problem with Grindr is that they need to add a second tag that says foot top, foot bottom.
Let's talk about that.
The highest percentage of bears in the world? Greece.
Czech Republic.
Highest percent of daddies? U.S.
Mm. Oh.
Highest percent of fem tops? The U.K.
Okay.
Highest percent of hung bottoms?
This is a lot of information to take in at once. Okay. Hung bottoms. Brazil. Oh, okay.
Highest percent of twinks? The Netherlands.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me.
All right. Is there anything?
Oh,
is there anything
me.
Else you wanted to know? Highest percent of sides. Singapore.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
That's beautiful. There's a place for everyone, and there's something for every place.
I love that,
and I think that's lovely. I think that's sweet. Good for everyone involved, and I hope everyone has fun.
Now, would you say your favorite foreplay activity is kissing, oral, rimming, hand stuff, or frauding?
Jesus Christ! Wait, what was the? What were they? Kissing, oral, frauding, rimming, what?
Hand stuff.
Hand stuff like a thumb war.
Yeah.
like a finger or fist.
Like knuckle cracking.
I do love a knuckle crack. I love to crack others'
you
knuckles.
You ever put a dick between your fingers and crack your knuckles?
I plead the fifth.
Do you think Sonic's friend Knuckles is into hand stuff?
You ever crack your knuckle in somebody?
No, I usually just clap.
Okay. Round of applause. Well,
did you?
Great. Okay.
Well, did you hear? Hey, I know you've got a...
What?
I know you've got a problem with AI.
Okay, yeah.
Well, AI is what everybody's talking about.
Well, ladies, everybody is feuding with AI. Me in the year 2040.
AI facing a lawsuit because AI told a kid to his parents. Not.
And did he do it?
That was a murder. The kid said, my parents are making me have screen time. And the AI said, you could just kill them.
The AI is not wrong.
The AI also likes to play.
Unfortunately, I don't mean to side with AI, but me aside with AI?
Wait.
Only in Singapore.
I could get to Power Couple of the Year. I don't think you are nominated.
Hold on.
What?
Where are we? Is this the Psychobabble Awards? What are we talking about?
Well, since you brought it up.
No, I wasn't done talking about something else. AI, the our AI overlords telling us to kill our parents.
No, Grindr had a couple of the year. You and AI were not nominated.
What? How did we get? Where am I?
Well, we're still talking about AI murder and kind of Grindr unwrapped.
Okay.
You're right. We should just start this episode over.
Okay. Hey, I have a new contender for feud of the year.
It's me and Judy Dench spelling her name with an I.
Maybe. No, Donald Trump versus daylight savings. Aren't you feeling a little bit
vindicated, wet, aroused?
By Trump?
By the thought of not changing my clock.
Okay, so why don't we all just get on the same time?
That's what I've been telling people. We should all get on the same time.
And then we just all have different realities of what 2 o'clock p.m. means.
Right, and if you want your 2 o'clock p.m. to be your lunch, move.
Right. Or maybe we don't do. Maybe we just do the 24-hour thing. Like, so it's 17 hours right now.
I say we just scrap time, honey.
Okay. Okay, Time Lord.
Who's using time these days? I think time is out.
You know who profits from time? Capitalism.
You're really telling people, I'll meet you at 10 a.m.? I don't think so.
Yeah. Yes, I am. What do you mean? Yes. I think about it all the time. All the what?
Damn.
I think about it all the often.
You know,
where it's like, if I were to live in a culture that didn't have the time, or times and stuff, I'd be like, I'll be over to your house when the sun goes down.
Yeah. You know who's got a good song about time?
Who?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay. Well, where they
and Cher.
Yes. time is, it's about damn time.
Yes.
If I could put time in a bottle.
Would you?
I would.
What was that? If you could change.
Merida.
What did she say? If you could change your luck.
If you could change your fate.
If you could change your fate.
If you could change your fate.
That's what I thought it was luck. If you could change your fate, would you? If you could change the time, would you?
Okay, so is Trump right to get rid of daylight savings time, and is it going to happen?
Listen, in California, we voted to get rid of it 8 years ago, and they didn't let us.
Who's they?
The state Congress or some shit.
The AI overlords?
They said no.
Who I love, they said, by the way.
It's just so funny. Like, would you rather it be dark in the morning or dark at 3 o'clock?
Pass. Next question.
Thank you.
I don't know. And also, maybe.
All right. Did you do anything fun over the weekend?
I saw Y2K.
I didn't see it. You can't spoil it. Hey, why does long legs look like that?
Now you're asking the right questions. I asked Corey maybe 6 months ago. I said, have you seen Long Legs? He said, no. I said, well, I just need to know why Long Legs looks like that. And now Corey
there
saw
I was
Long Legs
on a plane.
And did you have the same question?
There I was. I had more questions. I actually didn't mind Long Legs looking like that. I had more questions about why Long Legs was always singing. why is the long legs not walking out on what's the one where the chairs turn around?
What are you? Oh, The Voice?
The Voice. How do we get long legs on The Voice?
Why is Long Legs always singing? Me at the Redacted concert?
I need to figure out who told me Long Legs was good, because I'm not taking movie recs from them anymore.
I don't think I said it was good. Roll back the
footage. I don't think you did either.
In fact, I don't think I liked it in hindsight. I did think Y2K was kind of like fun, I guess.
Well, you do love to laugh. Like,
I did laugh a few times, quite a few times.
Okay, chuckles, calm down.
I I was chuckling. I was giving it the old hee hee and a ha ha every once in a while.
You're giving the hee hee and the ha ha during the ho ho season.
Yes, it was kind of funny sometimes. It did have it was kind of a movie made for you. I'm not gonna lie. It had a lot of references for the
older generation.
The elder millennials. Sound it out. The elder millennials.
I love being a millennial.
It was a lot of, like, you know, Fred Durst.
Fred Durst was there.
Well, no spoilers, but like it's a Fred Durst affair, if you will.
Great. I'll see it. I got nothing to do for weeks.
I think you'll like it. And if you've got AMC stubs, take a edible and enjoy.
I think AMC stubs is the best thing that happened to you this year.
Okay, sure. Why not? I don't care.
I'm You're all rubbing if you say, dub if you say so for the stubs.
Actually, it's not the best thing that happened to me because I was assaulted.
What?
I was assaulted
at an AMC.
At an AMC.
Well, why didn't we talk about this sooner?
It happened recently when I went to go see Y2K. So there I was. Okay.
You tell me if this is
assault and or battery.
I'm picturing it. There you are. Where are you?
Well, stop picturing it because it's about to get weird. There I was at the urinal.
Dang.
Urinating.
Okay, go off, piss girl.
and you know, there's multiple urinals in a row.
Yes.
So there's other people peeing as well.
I'm familiar.
I finish what I'm up to. I zip up my situation. I flush. I start to walk toward the sink to wash my hands. And as I'm traveling, as I walk by the derriere of another pisser.
He farted.
He farted. But not just like
he ripped it.
He let her rip. He let her rip, and it felt aimed. It felt
targeted,
cocked, loaded, ready to shoot.
A little wet,
and it was like somebody shot a cannon right as I was running by. Is what it felt like, and it hit me. I was shook. I was shaken. I was stirred. I couldn't wash it off of me, no matter how much I scrubbed at the sink. I felt dirty.
You couldn't get the stink off you?
The stink stays. And I stink to this day.
I can smell you from here, honey.
I was freaked out, to be honest. I was like, ow! But I didn't say anything. But I was like, you gotta be careful when you're doing all that. Farting at the urinal to begin with is a little bit risky. It's not even risky. It's just kind of like, oh, you're freaky. You're freaky. Go in a stall if you gotta take a toot.
Did we talk about this on the pod recently, or was I asking my friends? I saw a Twitter poll that was like, is it rude to fart while peeing at
it? It's not rude to fart.
Is it rude to fart while peeing at a urinal next to somebody? The answer is no.
It's not.
But the caveat is you can't fart when someone's walking behind you.
It was a drive-by farting, but I was driving and they were still. It was, I don't know.
How old was this person?
I didn't look. I didn't want to get any of the substance into my mouth.
Fair.
Okay. I kept traveling.
And this was at the AMC?
This was at the AMC.
Damn.
Yeah. And it could happen to you.
I've never had that happen to me. I've heard someone toot at the urinal.
I'm fine with it. But just kind of like, be a little aware.
My problem with urinals, since you asked.
Sure.
What? Why?
I love when they have a little fly at the bottom that you're supposed to aim at.
I'm like, who are the men throwing garbage in the urinals? There is
garbage.
There is always a piece of gum in the urinal. I was flying last week and this weekend, and I was at the airport. There was a granola bar wrapper in the urinal. Who's treating
monsters?
When's the last time you saw a urinal that doesn't have gum in the bottom of it? Who's sitting there peeing and thinks, you know, I want to spit a piece of gum just past my penis and into the dish?
Oh,
are they spitting the gum before or after? During?
Well, first,
who's like, first, oh, of all, you're right. Since I'm standing here, all, this gum do be a little stale. Let me spit. Let me hawk to us.
First of all, what's a diva cup?
It collects the blood.
It collects the blood. Okay, there's no need to whisper it. It's a human thing.
It collects the blood.
But then what's the thing that... Stop whispering that. I'm seeing Nosferatu on Christmas, speaking of collecting the blood.
Okay, continue.
This is erasure of any people without penises that might be pissing at a urinal with one of those mechanisms.
You're talking about a go-girl, not a diva cup.
Yes. I accidentally used my go-girl as a diva cup, and now look at me.
All I know is that if women could stand to pee, they wouldn't be spitting gum into the urinal. Ladies, clap.
Clap if you wouldn't.
Clap if you wouldn't. I don't get it. There's always garbage in the urinal. Why is there always garbage in the urinal?
If you were to understand everything, then, you know, life wouldn't be such a mystery, Corey.
All right. Do you want to go over the Psychobabble Award winners?
Yeah, but I also, the only other things I needed to talk about was Shawn Mendes wants to be a therapist.
Okay, I would let him be my therapist.
Oh. You step into therapy and Mr. Mendes has something to say. I don't know. I would say you got some issues too, sir.
We all.
But I guess all therapists need therapists.
One of the best books I read this year was about a therapist going to a therapist.
Well, my favorite Meryl Streep movie, Crime, is about a therapist going to a therapist.
Not as strange as you'd think.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I have a question about the Psychobabble Awards.
I'm not done. I also want to talk about Survivor.
Okay, the people be clamoring for us to talk about Survivor on here.
Well, honey, Teeny is a fan.
It's been 20 years of people asking me to convince you to talk about Survivor on the pod.
Well, what's there to say?
You've got things to say. Here's what I'll say, and I'll keep it brief. Season 47 has been my favorite of the new era.
Yeah, it's great.
I think I'm
enjoying people. I'm enjoying people's mindsets in the way they're playing the game. I'm enjoying the personalities.
Yes, I think it was excellent casting this season. I do think this is. Do you want to talk predictions? I mean, we do it for Drag Race. I don't know why we can't do it for this. I do fear we're headed toward a little bit boring of a finale. I feel like the whole reason they tried to sell last week and this week as a two-part finale is because all the exciting stuff happened last week. And I think if Sam or Rachel can knock the other out at fourth, we're looking at a landslide victory for the last person standing, which would be Sam or Rachel. So I think we might be headed to a little bit boring of a finale. I would be happy to watch Sam or Rachel win, with Rachel being my first choice. But I've truly loved this season. I tweeted or posted somewhere that it's been years since I've been like this excited for new episodes on Wednesdays. And I have felt that all season long, which has been nice.
Well, here's how Rome can still win.
Who? Okay,
I think. Wow.
Who?
You mean the mover and shaker of the season?
Who? Don't know her.
If Teeny and Sue and Rachel make it into the finale,
yes,
this will be a three
female finale.
Yeah, but from a different.
Oh yes. Well, yeah.
Starting tribe.
Yeah, even if Sam,
I thought that was
if
cool.
Sam takes the spot over Rachel too, it would be also that.
Yeah, I mean, how many finales have had all women?
Very few. I thought of one.
Three or four or something?
I don't know the stats. I can only think of one off the top of my head.
So, okay, let's talk to reality.
Well, are we talking about when they used to do final two or final threes? See, it all gets muddy. You know what should have been a final three with three women? Micronesia.
Who? I keep saying that. Okay. That. So there's no path to victory for Sue.
I don't think there's a path to victory for Sue or Teenie, sadly.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to watch Teenie go through all of every episode being like, I have no clue what's going on. And then kind of like justify, even saying that in front of the jury every time they go to the council. What is it called?
I think it's the council, yeah.
The council. And Teenie's always like, I have no clue what's happened. Who knows what everyone's doing tonight? It's kind of like, so what am I supposed to vote for then in the finale if you want me to vote for you? Like,
yeah, I really do think.
You found yourself in the finale? I mean, I like Teenie, but like, I don't know how, as far as the jury goes, I feel like the jury's loving Rachel.
Yeah.
If Rachel makes it to the like final vote, it feels like the jury has appreciated Rachel's moves. And, oh my God, I feel like she puts on a show for the jury at the councils.
I love the councils. I think what's fun about it, and I think the reason I like both Sam and Rachel, is because they've both kind of played from the bottom in a post-merge world, which makes it feel like they were both underdogs and have both really like worked to be there. They were not in a majority alliance for most of that. It's like Sam was a target. Then once Rachel became a target, it's like they both actually had to fight to be there. It's been a great season.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be mad about anybody winning. I think it's Rachel's to lose.
Oh, for sure. Like, they're all trying to get her out in this next immunity, fire making, whatever.
Yeah, and everyone says that she's like the best, so like it feels like it's either a setup of like storyline that, oh my God, big upset if she can't do the fire or something, but if somebody goes against her in fire building and beats her, that's kind of a resume builder that somebody could really like. If somebody, I think like Teenie and Sue, if they could pull that off, it's kind of something on their resume.
Well, what people have done in the past is it's like you win. So if you win the final four immunity challenge, you get to make it to the end and then you pick who comes with you. And then the other two people do the fire building. I hate this whole setup to begin with. However, some of the people who've won the immunity challenge have said, no, I'm going to build fire and put myself in that situation to try to get one last big move on the resume. So it's not unheard of.
So has anybody done that and not gone to the finale?
No, I think.
Because that would be hilarious.
I think Chris Underwood did it and then ended up winning. And then I think maybe it was done one other time. I kind of hate it.
Well, I tweeted, okay, I'm ready to admit it. I tweeted, okay, I'm ready to admit it. I love Survivor. And Teenie replied, I watch your One Direction interview at least three times a year. How many of these Survivor people do you think came to the slumber party tour?
Do we have a head count?
We need to.
Do you know of anyone else?
I'll do some research.
You know how I'm sure there must be a just like there's a Facebook group for Amazing Race alumni, there must be a Facebook group of Survivor alumni. If we can infiltrate that, drop the question, we'll get to the bottom of this.
And I'm no Genevieve hater, but I just am not understanding everyone acting like she's God's gift to Survivor. And I'm not hating, but I feel like everyone's talking about how she's the new Pavarotti, and how she's going to come on to season 50. And this is all a setup so that she can come back for season 50 and win and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, was she that great? Or was she kind of like talking about how she, I feel like she talked about her gameplay more than she did gameplay. How she was like, oh, I can't be emo. There's two sides to Genevieve, and I had to be this, and I had. It's like, save it for the reunion, babe. Like, you're still in the game. You should be playing. You should be playing, not reflecting.
Well, Survivor has a long history of rewarding men for doing very little versus women who do a lot. So we're probably more likely to see someone like Rome or Andy on 50.
You know what? You know what? I gotta say, I ended up loving Andy. Dare I say loving Andy. Andy was a mess. Andy was a flip-flopper. Who cares? Andy was playing every week. Andy was putting it all on the line every week. And was it entertaining? Yes. Did he fly too close to the sun? Yes. But I also did see, he did an interview and he said that Rachel said to Andy, if you lie to me one more time, yeah, Sue and I will not vote for you at the end of the game. And so that's why he told her, oh, I'm voting you out. And so, like, that's why she ended up getting rid of him, is because he told her the truth.
I think it was more so the way he detailed the game he's been playing. He took it a step further than just not lying to her. He started planting the seeds because he wanted her to go to jury and then start batting for him and start saying, you know, Andy actually told me before I got voted out that these are all of his moves, so she could start layering in.
Yeah, no, I understood, but like, he was playing too.
Yeah, I think it's just funny. They kept editing to show him continually saying that people aren't aware of his game and blah, blah, blah. And then what cost him it was revealing his game. Damn.
Yeah.
Speaking of revealing things.
Okay.
Do you want to reveal the winners of the Psychobabble Awards 2024?
Oh my God. Well, there's a couple ways that we need to talk about this, because we, as always, the Psychobabble Awards listens to the people, and we listen to the people. We listen and we don't judge, but often I do, because the people get it wrong. Do I try? Look, who's about to be president? The people get it wrong, mama. The people get it wrong. Yeah.
Look at what's his name? Taylor Hicks. The people get it wrong.
The people get it wrong. Best internet moment. The people said,
holding space for divine gravity.
But who are we? The committee? Yeah,
well, the committee didn't even come to an agreement. Ooh, maybe.
Well,
maybe it's like a, democracy.
If we
maybe it's ranked choice
democracy.
Maybe it's ranked choice voting.
Okay. Well, the people said holding space for divine gravity. You said
that was a close second for me. I would really go with pole vault or penis, but that's just, you know, I'm a dick pig.
Okay. Oh my God. we call it a a CGCG. Cum guzzling cock goblin.
Okay, well, your cum guzzling cock goblin got last place votes by a lot.
I know. I could not believe. I saw a single digit percentage vote for my Princess Poppy
shout
Gremlin
out
at the
to
Emmys.
The two, so I thought, shout out to the two other people who voted for Princess Poppy Goblin with Tyler.
So right off the bat, first category, discrepancies. But second category, worst internet moment. We all agree.
It was a holy trine or whatever. We all thought Hawk 2.
A holy trine?
Yeah, you know, three.
Okay. So the people, the Corey and the Tyler, all the said people. Hawk 2.
Yeah, she sucks. And spits.
Wow. And you know what? A last minute possible snub for scam of the year, because did you see she dropped her own coin or whatever?
You think I know what's up to her? You think I know what she's up to?
She dropped new coin or something that people could buy into, and immediately everyone lost a lot of money from it, and all,
you know,
there was like insider
you know
trading
who
about
didn't
it
lose a
and,
lot
like,
of money her
who. Oh, and that's what I'm saying. Well, she will when she goes to prison. Well, maybe she can start listening to the pod in prison. Yeah.
We gotta speed this along.
Okay, then TikTok sound of the year. The people said very demure, very mindful. But Corey and I agreed the real winner.
Jesus was seen.
Send it, show me to me, please. Send it to me, Rachel. For me, it was because in like a 1 minute video, there are 50 different ways she says it, and each of them are iconic. So like, it really was quotable for me.
I think it
scam of the year. What?
I was going to say, I also think very demure, very mindful had a little bit oversaturation moment.
You're saying it was more mutable word of the year.
I definitely muted it. I definitely clicked not interested on some of the TikToks. Not hers, but the people's.
Scam of the year. Everyone agreed. Willy Wonka.
How can you beat it?
Willy Wonka Land. Although I was close to saying the Olympic breakdancing. Like, that's a pretty big scam. To scam your way into the Olympics, that's kind of...
iconic?
That's kind of, like, that's borderline a gag. That's kind of...
How do we fake our way into the Olympics?
Mutable word of the year. We all agreed, skibbity. Though, are you changing your mind?
No.
You're not feeling demure?
No.
Okay, drag queen of the year. The people said Nymphia.
Acceptable answer.
We said, yeah, which I'm okay with. But we said Marina Summers. Yeah,
I'm all for righting wrongs.
Yeah. Song of the year. Everyone agreed. Coconut Tree remixes. Though I was obviously my heart pulled toward the Costco guys bring the boom. But
I think
She's Such a Bitch by Mirage kind of was... and remains the moment. Like, I think that will have longer lasting impact than the Kamala Coconut Tree remixes. You haven't heard any Coconut Tree remixes after November. Let's just say that.
I've never heard the Bring the Boom.
Well, you're
not November. Bring the Boom. Not November. Not December. Not January.
The Bring the Boom is playing for people with ears open to hear.
All right. Cycle Ghosty, our in memoriam category. The people said...
I had to give... Oh,
the
yeah.
The people said Kabuzo the Dogecoin dog was the winner.
Not the Dogecoin. It's just the Doge. It's just the dog. I've got to be so honest with you. I've never known what any of that's all about.
That's fine.
The people liking that dog, I never understood. Okay? It's a dog. I've seen cuter dogs.
Damn,
I've seen more iconic
you're
dogs.
You're talking shit about a dead dog.
Yeah, and I'll do it again.
Tyler thought the inventor of Pop-Tarts was the real loss of the year. I think on impact alone... Queen Z, Lock the Voice, I think had so much potential to create so much more magic online, more than the other three.
Yeah, you're right, but also, how dare you? There's untasted flavors in that mind
No. Somebody else, he's got a team of Pop-Tarts.
No, he just came up with the concept.
Feud of the year. The people said Chapel versus Paparazzi, and it was pretty big.
Yeah, I get it, and I got it, and I actually appreciate it, and there will be ripples from that feud. So, like, I think it's a good one. I said Connor Franta and Daniel Prada.
You love it. You love an old school YouTube drama.
Twink on Twink crime? Sign me up.
I was here for Cynthia versus the fan art. Imagine I'm still flabbergasted fighting with a fan art account.
It could happen.
Good
to you.
God, girl, get a grip.
Okay, breakout star of the year. I mean all of them I think were worthy.
Yeah.
The people chose the black mold in J.K. Rowling's house.
We nominated them. I hope they're all worthy. Well, okay, I can name one in this category who might not.
The black mold won the people's vote. I said the Rizzler, and let me tell you why. The Rizzler has a long career ahead of him. Does the black mold in J.K. Rowling's house? I don't know. Does RFK's brainworms? I don't think so. Long career ahead of them? They're almost on their way out.
No, the brainworms are about to be working for our government.
Yeah, but you haven't even considered what the Rizzler has in store.
I think for me, personally, I think black mold. Who couldn't drum up a little black mold in their house if they wanted?
There's got to be some in here.
I'm renting. There's got to be some black mold here. I had never thought about a brain worm until this year. I didn't know a brain worm could exist.
Yeah, me neither.
And now?
Yeah, well, I also didn't know about tonsil stones. So, like, things happen. The human form is a mystery.
All right. And Mother of the Year, the votes went to Chapel. Big year for Chapel. But
I do think the least amount of votes getter, Monstro Alyssa Sue, was truly robbed. Yeah. But you know,
this was a test.
That's okay.
This category was a test that a lot of you failed. A lot.
Yep. But what's new about that?
Yeah, that's all right. Sometimes people fail tests. Some of us aren't good at tests.
Yeah.
And that's okay too. You guys, the good news is we'll give you another shot next year.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to know though, who was the biggest snub? Please tell us. Tweet us now who got snubbed in any of the categories, and perhaps they will find, you know, a little bit of recognition in our next episode.
We can hope.
Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me resting. It's a good time to rest at the end of the year. It's holidays and rest.
Oh,
it's so good
true.
To get some rest. Everyone's out doing holiday stuff. Y'all should be resting.
That's
Tyler
true.
Yawned with all that rest talk.
Yeah, you know what? Same, actually. I'm gonna go rest a little
I
too.
Love that for us.
All right. Later.